Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
Beginning tonight's shir in Simen Shin Chaf, we are up to Sif Ches. We're on the second line of page 290. The Mechaber says in Sif Ches, Hasoche dog letziro, one who squeezes out the juice from a fish, dino kisoche kvashim mushlokos lemeimehem. It's similar to what we discussed yesterday. It's like squeezing out the cooked or soaked vegetables or fruit from their liquids. So one who is squeezing out the fish for the liquids is like squeezing out the kvashim ushlokos for the liquids. Says the Mishabura Sekotan Lamed Aleph, wrote to Lomar and needs to say, Shesocha dog lahotzi tziro shetzarachlo. You squeezed out the fish to take out the liquid inside that you need. Umairi bitzir shenivlo bo mimashka da alma. It's not talking about the natural juices that are inside the fish. It's talking about the liquid that came into the fish from the outside, similar to the case of the kvashim bushlokos. Lekach dome kesochet shlokos lemeim of the aser v'kanal. That's why the din of squeezing out the fish for the liquid that's going to come out is like squeezing out the kvashim and shlokos for the liquid, which we discussed last night, that if it's for the liquid, it is aser. Avol, bitzir hayotze megufo, but the natural juices that come out of a fish's body, dome lesochet sha'ar kol aperos lemeim of the mutter kanal b'sif aleph. Like we said in category 3, that regular fruit, besides the big ones, the olives and grapes and the tusin verimona, but the other fruit that are not usually used for their juices, it's mutter, so the fish is not usually squeezed for its regular natural juices, so that would be mutter. To summarize, to squeeze a fish out of its natural juices is mutter. To squeeze a fish out of liquid that came in from the outside would be like the shlokos that we discussed yesterday, and that would be usr if it is for the liquids. Says the Mechaber Vayder Siftes, Hasheleg v'habarod, snow and ice, hail, ein miraskin osam, you cannot crush them. Dahainu l'shabram l'chatichos dachos, meaning to say you can't cut the pieces of ice or the snow into small pieces, kidei sheyazuv l'meimov, in order that their water should come out. So you can't chop ice to get the water out. Avol, no sein hu leso kol shel yayin omayim, but you are allowed to place ice into a cup of wine or water, v'hu nimuach me'ilav, and it will melt on its own, v'ein ochoshesh, and there is no problem. V'chein et so too, im hinichum b'chama, if you place the ice in the sun, o keneged ha'madura, or across from a fire, v'nivshiru, and it melts over there, mutarim, that's mutter. So the only thing the Mechaber is saying is that you can't chop up the ice, that's usr if you're doing it for the liquids that have come out of it, but if you just place it into a drink so it melts, or you put it near a fire so it melts, that's mutter. Says the Mishabura Sefkat Namadez, Tekoro l'chatichos dakos is usr, avalishbor chaticho mimenu shari. But to cut a piece of ice from the chunk of ice, to break off a piece of ice, that's mutter. Vafilu im yazulu k'tas mayim al yedei zeh. Even if some water comes out through doing that, it's still fine to learn this gavin, that your intention is not for the water that comes out. Va'od, and not only that, sheholeach li'ibud, the little bit of the water that comes out is going to waste, so cutting off a piece of ice is mutter. Chopping ice for its liquid is aser. Sefkotan lamed gimel, if you are doing it, Sheyazuvu meimav, we said it's aser. Why is it aser? There's actually three reasons brought down in the Rishonim. So Zakhtem Mishabura, number one, the dummy la malacha. This is Rashi's reason, it's like a malacha. Shebore hamayim halolu, you're creating this water. So it's like a malacha. The aser midrabonim. Inami, reason number two, the Rambam. Gzeira shema yischol peros ha'omdim l'mashkim. We're worried if you're going to chop up ice to get the liquids to come out of the ice, you might come to squeeze out fruit that are omed l'mashkim, and that would be possibly a da'oraisa. If you look in the Shaar Tzion Lamed Hey, he writes, that second reason is from the Rambam. But the Mishabura leaves off one of the three reasons, and that is the hishmatiti tam denolad. Zalta Chavetz Chaim in the Shaar Tzion, I and the Mishabura left off the reason of Nola, that you're creating a new entity, which is the water. Why did I leave it off? Da Mechaber lo sirulei, because the Mechaber doesn't hold to that reason. Mi dehiter neged achama. From the fact that the Mechaber at the end of the sif says you can place ice across from a fire or the sun so that it should melt, so obviously he's not concerned with Nolad, and therefore that's not going to be an Isser and chopping of ice, because the Nolad, he holds that this is not a case of Nolad. Nolad in this case is not a problem. Says the Mishabura Vayter, V'ein Ochoshesh, there is no concern. Kevan de lo ovid ma'isa biyadayim lo gazrube. Since by placing the ice in the water, you're not doing any ma'isa with your hands of getting the liquids out, so they didn't make a gzeira on this, and it's mutter. V'yesh matirin afilu l'rasik biyadayim l'toch hakos. Some say not only is it mutter to place the ice in a cup to have it melt, but when it's in the cup of liquid, you could actually chop it up in the cup of water. V'yatam, the reason is, v'kevan shenis arev b'mesh b'soch hakos, since it automatically, immediately, gets mixed in with the liquid that's in the cup already, v'eino ba'ayin, and the water does not become visible on its own, lo gozru be'klali, did not make a gzeira at all. So the Mechaber says to put in the cup to melt his mutter. Some go as so far to say that you could actually chop up the ice that's in the cup of water also. That's also going to be mutter. So the Mechaber said that he extended it and he said that there's no problem of nolad, that you can place the ice in the sun or across from a fire to melt it and it's mutter. You're allowed to benefit from those liquids. So it's also mutter lechatchila to place the ice there, since it's automatic on its own, it's going to be melting. The same way you can put it in a cup of water, so too you can put the ice in the snow, in the sun rather, or next to a fire. However, according to the Ramah from Simin Shin Yud Ches, so gam hocha yesh lahachmir. Even over here, by placing the ice in the sun or near a fire, shmi machmir, the afteni moach me'elav, even though it will be melted on its own, aser mishum nolad. It will be aser because of nolad. Like we said before, the Mechabi here clearly is not holding of the problem of nolad, but the Ramah says there is a problem of nolad, and therefore you should not be putting the ice in the sun or next to a fire that it will melt. The eino domer l'soch hakos. It's not similar to the case that the Mechaber says over here of placing the ice in the cup. The hasam hum ba'ora b'mayim ve'inu nikar. When you place the ice in your cup of water or wine, so it melts right away into the liquid and it's not nikar. When you put the ice on its own into the sun, so then that's nolad because you are creating a new entity of water and it's not being mixed into any other drink. There is a very large note number 34 that we're going to see, but I'll first finish what we need in the Mechaber and the Mishavura, and then we'll go to note 34, which is very practical. Says the Mechaber, Vayter Sif Yud, Mutter l'shaber hakerach kedei lito mayim mitachtov. If you have a layer of ice on top and there's water underneath that you want to get to, you are allowed to break the ice to get to the water underneath. Says the Mishavura, Sif Kodin Lamidvav, l'shaber hakerach, the shviras hakerach ain a malacha klal. Just breaking the ice is not a malacha at all. V'lo osru berisuk elu imhu ose kedei sheyazuvu meimav. Like we said before, they only aser chopping ice if it is in order to get the water that's going to come out of it. Mashen kei mazeh, which is not the case over here. You're not looking to get the water. You're looking to get to the water that is beneath the ice. Kosav amagid Avram de benohar o be'er oser. This same thing the Mechaber said of chopping the ice on top to get the water beneath. Says the Magid Avraham, if it is a river or it is a well, it's forbidden. The kevan dehu mechubar lekarkar. Since these bodies of water are attached to the ground, yesh bo mishum chshash binyan v'stira. So breaking that ice that's attached to the ground, that is a concern for binyan u'stira. That's the chumra of the Magid Avraham. Of a harbe achronim chokum alav, many achronim argue on him with svirulu, and they hold the shem mayim aleihem. These are bodies of water. They have a name of water on them. They ain't shayach bo binyan u'stira, and they have no shayaches to binyan u'stira. And therefore, the tzarach Shabbos yesh l'akel. If it's a need for Shabbos, you need to get to that water. One can be lenient. Says the Mechaber Vayder Sif Yud Aleph. Tzarach lizar b'choref. One has to be careful in the winter. Shelo yitol yodav b'mayim sheyesh b'am shelo goborod. You should not wash your hands with water that has some ice or hail or has snow or ice inside of it, the imyitol, and if you are washing your hands with water that has snow or ice inside of it, yizor shelo yitchokem bein yadav, make sure that you don't push it against your hands together, shelo yehei merasik, you don't want to be crushing the ice or the snow, so if you're washing your hands with some snow mixed into the water, so make sure you don't put your hands together, that's going to be crushing the snow making water. So you shouldn't do it, but if you do it, be careful not to put your hands together. It says in the Mishavura, Sekot Lamed Zayim, Shalo Yito Yodav, Kidei shelo yovel lidei risa. The reason why you shouldn't wash your hands is so you shouldn't come to chop up the ice or snow. The shulchan atzei shitim ekei bazeh. The sefer shulchan atzei shitim is lenient about this, that you can wash your hands with this water. Ach sheyizoher shelo yiraskim. But he says, just be careful when you're washing them that you don't come to crush the snow or the ice. Look in the bir alocha, divrei maskil, yizor shelo yidchakim. Be careful not to put your hands together so you shouldn't crush any of the ice or snow. Says the bir alocha, ayin magen avram shekosov. Look in the magen avram who writes, dila hamatirin lerasek l'tocha kos. Based on what we just said before in the Mishabura, some say you can chop up the ice when it's in a cup of water. So according to them, so gam bazeh shari, because you're washing your hands with water, and the water is mixed with the snow. So if you're able to chop up the snow in the cup with the water, so you're able to chop up the snow when you're washing your hands with water and snow together, because it's automatically mixed with the water. V'tamo, and his reason is, mishun de mu'ura b'mei hanatila, because right away, when you crush the ice or the snow, it gets mixed with the water that you're washing with. M'meila v'lo gozruba, v'ein l'hokil bazeh. However, it says the Chavetz Chaim, one should not be lenient in this case. The din zeh tiku kama v'kama rishonim. Many rishonim say that it is in fact a problem. Maybe the chiluk would be is that as you're washing your hands, the water that is there is dropping down, and you might be left just with the ice on its own or the snow on its own. Mashenke, when it's in a cup, so then you know it's automatically mixed with the water. Says the mechaber vaytas if you days yesh lizar shelo yishav sheif yadav menelach. One should be careful that he should not rub his hands with salt. Says the Mishabur Lamed Ches, Hatam Kanal B'Shel Gubar. It's the same reason for what we just said by the snow and the ice. The Gamba Zeh Yishav in Maim Adei Ashishav. Rubbing your hands together with salt on them, so that is going to create water, because some salt comes from water. V'hainu Dafka V'Melach Levad. This is specifically if you have salt on its own. Ava Mutter L'Hashlech Melach B'Mayim. But you are allowed to place salt into water. Afilu harbi, even a lot. Velito yodav mehem achar shenimochu. You can make salt water and wash your hands afterwards with the salt water. There's no problem be'etzem with salt. It's salt on its own that you're making into water by putting your hands together. That's the problem. But if you dilute salt into water and you wash your hands with it, that's 100% fine. Ukemo shetiru le'elitein shelagubar l'tocha kos. The same way we said, you could put the snow and the ice inside the cup of liquid and that's fine. Ah, however, shelo yase me'melach azin. You should not make strong salt water on Shabbos. Tahainu shnei shlishi melach v'echad mayim. It shouldn't be 2/3 salt, 1/3 water. That's very strong salt water. That's not allowed to be made on Shabbos. And the reason of that is because that's already getting into the category of ma'abed, of tanning. Tan things in salt, so making salt water is a problem of tanning. We'll get to that later. So salt water is mutter on Shabbos, but to make it strong, that is going to be forbidden. We'll discuss that further at a later time. Says the Mechaber Vayder Sidyat Gimel. Doreish sheleg biraglov. You're allowed to walk on the snow with your feet. Ve'eino choshesh. Even though your feet are melting the snow as you walk, it's not a concern. You're allowed to walk on snow. Says the Mishabura, Lamed Tes. V'af ima sheleg nimoach. Even though the snow is going to be melting, this zov al yidei zeh, and it starts pouring out from that, leis lon bo, we are not concerned. Why? Kevan dehu eino meskaven lezeh. You're just trying to walk. You're not trying to make water come out of snow, and therefore you're allowed to walk on snow, no problem. V'ataz kosav, te kevan shu dover she'ef sher lizor bazeh lo bazru bay. Says the Taz, another reason, it's impossible to be careful about this. You have to walk, and if there's snow everywhere, so it's impossible. Otherwise, therefore, they would never go there on this case of crushing up the snow and making it into water. That is the end of the Mishaburas and the Mechabers for tonight. I'd like to just read a little bit of note number 34 for some very practical applications. Note 34 is going on that which the Mishaburas said, that we have a Ramah earlier that says to put a piece of ice in the sun or a piece of ice near a fire so it's going to melt, it will be a problem of Nolan. Even though the Mechaber said it's Mutter, the Ramah says that it's Aser. Says note 34, V'hotzos mayim kefuah mimakvi, taking out frozen water from the freezer, kidei sheyafshiru b'chom acheder, so it should melt at room temperature. So you're not putting it in the sun, you're not putting it near a fire, you're just putting it out of the freezer. So Rav Yashiv says, Shemuteres hi af l'shita zu. Even according to the Machmir Shita of the Ramah, that says you can't put it in the sun, you can't put it near a fire, but you could put it at room temperature. Shekein rak ha-meiniach ha-samashke ha-kofu keneged ha-chama. Tafka, under the sun, or Madura, near the fire, that's called kemolid. Aval hamotzio mimakom kar al makom pachos kar. Take it from a cold place to a less cold place. Kedei sheyima so it should melt. Eino nershav kamolo. That's 100% mutter. Skip to the next paragraph. Umayim shehuchnesu lemakvi samach l'shabbos v'kavu b'shabbos. You place water into the freezer before Shabbos, and it froze on Shabbos. V'chazru v'hishiru osam b'shabbos. And you want to take it out and melt it on Shabbos. So it only froze on Shabbos, and now you want to melt it on Shabbos. So Shlomo Zalman says, Sha'af l'das harama. Even according to Ramos, Machmir, Harei he mutarim. These are mutter even to put in the sun and to put by a fire, which is normally usher. Here it's mutter. Lefisha davar shehishtana mikvi shoya b'ben hashmashos. Something that changed from its form that it was in b'ben hashmashos. V'chazer lios mashoya b'ben hashmashos. Now goes back to what it was b'ben hashmashos. Eino nesa mishunolad. You're not creating a new thing, because when Shabbos came in, it was water. Then it became ice, so now you're bringing it back to its original form that was Bina Shmasha, said Shlomo Zalman. Even the Ramah would say that ice can be put in the sun, can be put in the fire, 100% fine. They have Sharas Cholov Kafu. You have milk that is frozen, and you want to defrost a frozen milk. So Shlomo Zalman says that it's mutter. Afilu das haramah. Even in the sun, even across from the fire, it's mutter. Shekein Machmas Chashivuso. Because of the importance of the chalav, nechshav lechalav gam biyosa kafu. It's called frozen milk. It's not called ice. It's frozen milk. It has the same chalav on it. V'lochein kishohuf shalom nechshav kenolad avrachadosh. It's not considered nolad. You're not making a new thing. You didn't make ice to water. That's a new thing. This is just milk that was frozen. Now it's still milk. It had the same shame. No shinu hashem, and therefore that's mutter. Avam mayim kafuim eino nechshavin kemashke. But water that's frozen is not considered a drink. Therefore, that would be nolad. That is what Rosh Shlomo Zalman says. Neidach, on the other hand, Rav Yashiv says, Shedin chalav kedin mayim. He says you would not be allowed to defrost milk, again, in the sun or near a fire. That would not be allowed, according to the Ramah. Now let's skip to the last paragraph on the page, and we'll continue a little bit more in the back of the Sefer, and we'll be done. Ulahakvi mayim bimakvi v'kadoma. Can you freeze water in a freezer on Shabbos? So Kosa Bishanju is Dovid Nisharim, Sha'osur Lasos Kain, Afilu Ladas Asorim Shein Isr Nola Bishela Kishanasa Mayim. Even the ones who say making snow into water is not a problem of Nolad, making water into ice is a problem. Lefisha Ladaitim Dafka Shelag, because according to them specifically, snow Miacha Shechoshav Olav Lamashke, since you thought about it for a drink, Nechshavu Kamashke, the snow itself is considered a drink. You thought about drinking it, so you make the snow into water. That's not considered a change to be considered nolad. But water that was made into ice, hishtanu mimashkel kerach, that's changing a liquid, a drink, into ice, vareza nolad. Meidach, das hagonor shomaz alman rigur, the rav av rosh abezin of bris, shalakol hadeos aim bakfos mayim mishum nolad, there's no problem of nolad according to anyone. And they bring down the Chazanish as Mekel to make ice on Shabbos would be okay. V'chein Tzidah Gonor Shomazan Arbach. Ubiarni explains, Sherak Kerach Shenasem Mayim Shehu Shinui L'mal Yusa. Apparently it's more chashiv water than ice. I guess water is drinkable and ice is not. So changing it for a Mayla, so that's going to be Aser, making it from ice to water. That's Nechshav Kenolad. Continue on page 51 on the top, a couple more lines. Avamayim shenasu kerach hazreizah shinu legriusa. That's a downgrade. No, that's not called nolad. So nolad is only from ice to water, not from water to ice. But we're discussing making water into ice, but not making ice cubes. Here we get into another problem of ice cubes. Ulahakli mayim betavnis kidei sheyasu kubios kerach. To make ice cubes from a mold. Rav Yashiv says, Sha'asr mishum shadoma hadavar lebinyan. You're building ice cubes, so making it into a shape would not be allowed. I guess you have a bottle of water, you put it in the freezer, that's what we're saying would be mutter, but making ice cubes, Rav Yashiv says, is not allowed. Af ledas ha'osrim lahakfi mayim, even those who asr freezing water to make water frozen, mikomokom achnosas mayim lemakfi l'shem tzinunam. You want to cool off the seltzer or the water before a suda, so you want to put it in the freezer to make it cold and geshmak. There, Rav Yashiv says shemuteresi. That's muter. Ve'ein locho shemi yishkach osam sham v'yikfu. In other words, even the ones who say you can't make water into ice, but if you want to make it cold by putting it in the freezer, we're not going to make it xayir that it might turn into ice. That will be muter. Says Rav Yashiv. We'll stop here and continue. Emir Tzachem with Sif Yudalit tomorrow.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.